Have you ever watched a TV show or movie and ended up researching the filming location because you wanted to know where it was? Well, it's possible to tour the sites featured in the blockbusters of both the big and small screen. Many Britons get the first taste of the Big Apple from telly. Alan Locker's company, onlocationtours.com, will take you to the New York sites where they shot the Spider-Man movie, Sopranos, or Sex in the City.
So for every, you know, fan out there who wants to follow in the footsteps of, you know, Carrie and all her friends, we take you to all the places where they shopped, where they dined, where they got into fights, where they got married, you know, all those great places.
There's also a classic movie tour.
Basically another three-hour bus tour that takes you to Breakfast at Tiffany's, you know, scenes from Woody Allen's Manhattan, On the Town, where Marilyn Monroe, you know, stood on the subway grate and her skirt flew off.
Find out more at onlocationtours.com. And if you're traveling to New York City around Christmas time, there's a special seasonal trip.
Highlights all the holiday movies that are filmed in New York City, like Elf and Scrooged and Home Alone 2. We also take you to the window displays, and you get to see how New York City sparkles over the holidays.
The Midwest American state of Colorado has also put together a movie lover's itinerary. Jennifer Bartlett-Alpert says much of the tense Jack Nicholson thriller The Shining was filmed in state.
It's actually the historic Stanley Hotel in Estes Park. Stephen King lived in Boulder, Colorado at the time, and got the idea for the book there.
Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels hit the ski slopes of Breckenridge in Dumb and Dumber. Scenes from Thelma and Louise were filmed in the canyon near Gateway. And if you're a fan of westerns, many were shot in Colorado.
One of John Wayne's big movies in the town of Ridgeway. And there is today a cafe called True Grit that has a bunch of memorabilia on the walls. It's kind of fun.
You can find out more at colorado.com. And closer to home, James Bond buff Lewis Swan launched Brit movie tours in 2009. 007 filming locations feature prominently.
MI6 is probably the most recognisable, most iconic one. One in Smithfield, which is, in reality, it's a car park, but in Skyfall it was used as the entrance to the new headquarters after MI6 has been blown up.
Lewis also arranges trips to see places where British romantic comedies, like Bridget Jones, were set.
We start in Notting Hill, so obviously we go around the key locations from the film of the same name. But there's also some locations featured in Love Actually there. And then we head eastwards, sort of through the West End, Westminster, towards the city, and sort of end up by, you know, Bridget Jones's home in Borough Market.
Lewis says Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, and Downton Abbey are amongst his most popular tours. Americans in particular love the British period drama and enjoy visiting the Crawleys' home, which in reality is Berkshire's Highclere Castle. There's also two Emmerdale tours. One takes in the original village, which was used until they built a special outdoor set near Harewood House in Leeds 20 years ago. You can see both locations on a trip.
It's very popular in Finland. Seems quite unlikely, but it's true.
And the BBC filmed many shows in Cardiff. A separate tour takes in Doctor Who, Torchwood and Sherlock filming locations. Find out more at BritMovieTours.com.